Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we reach the midpoint of the week, I do want to invite you to join me here at Deer Run this coming weekend as we remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. A Good Friday service will combine with the Westside Church of Christ here, meeting here at the Deer Run building on Friday at 6:30 p.m. And time of remembrance, time of worship. And then our Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, we'll gather at 10:30 a.m. and worship God together, celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. If you're in the Michiana area and don't currently have a church home, I'd love to have you join us. If you're in the Michiana area visiting, come spend a morning with us. And if you're involved in a church and attending elsewhere, be sure to be there and be a part of encouraging your family and the part of God's family that He's put you together with. Spending this week talking and praying about this road of praise. Let's follow up from past Sunday, Palm Sunday, we talked about the road of praise that Jesus walked. As the people would cut down palm branches, they would lay their coats out on the road, welcoming Jesus, rolling out the red carpet, we might say. Loudly shouting praises to the one who could save, their King. And each weekday morning, we're taking a look at a different aspect of the praise that we ought to be giving God as our King. Today, we're going to focus in on praising God wholeheartedly, with all our heart. Not half-heartedly, not weak, but strong. Psalm 86, verse 12, says, I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. I suspect there's times in your life, I know there's been times in my life, when we've praised someone half-heartedly or maybe even less than half. They've accomplished something, and we're kind of happy, glad for them. We're in the midst of a celebration, and yet in the back of our mind, we tell ourselves, that should have been me. Why do they get all the glory? What about me? I've done things as equally as impressive, as equally as important, maybe even more so. We kind of have a selfish nature within us. And it makes it difficult to wholeheartedly praise anyone other than ourselves. And unfortunately, that also applies to our praise of God. We love the things that God has done, is doing, will do, that we acknowledge the benefit of. Other times we're not so sure. We kind of cry out, God, where are you? Why did you do this? Why did you allow this? Why? And it's difficult to praise God at all in the midst of struggles, in the midst of heartache, in the midst of brokenness, let alone to praise Him wholeheartedly. But it's also many times the moments that we can be completely vulnerable. Praising God wholeheartedly doesn't always look like we might think it does, or that we might think it should. It's acknowledging God is God. And with all our heart, we express our love for Him. And it's okay in the midst of that to express our lack of understanding, our lack of faith, our lack of trust. Think of the people of Israel surrounded. Their praise of God, their prayer to God is, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on You. That may or may not sound like praise to you, but it is. Our eyes are on You always. We're confused, we're frightened, we're uncertain, but You're good. And our eyes are on You because we trust You. Praising God wholeheartedly isn't about living a life that has somehow avoided all trouble. Jesus indicates that's not possible. But praising God wholeheartedly is about living a life in the midst of trouble that acknowledges the presence of Jesus and the help that He brings. Our preference is generally we want lifted out of the trouble, and so often God simply sits with us in the trouble. And He walks with us. And we walk with Him. And our heart learns to praise Him as we learn to trust Him. One of the greatest promises repeated throughout the Bible is that no matter how far we find ourselves distant from God, from wherever we're at, if we seek God, He says we'll find Him when we seek Him with a whole heart. Not just poking around the rubble of our life, seeing what might pop up, but deliberately and steadfastly pursuing a God that loves us. Jesus makes it clear that the greatest command is that we would love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We praise God out of that type of love, out of that depth of love. And we praise Him wholeheartedly. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Sometimes when things are going well, we forget that. We kind of think we've done this on our own. And forgive us for not praising You wholeheartedly in the good times. But we also struggle to praise You wholeheartedly in the difficult times. Sometimes we blame You. Sometimes we get so caught up in our own concerns and worries we forget about You. We blame people. We blame ourselves. And it diminishes our praise because we're unhappy. And forgive us for being so short-sighted that we take our eyes off of You and our praise falls short. And God, fill us today with that Spirit, Your Spirit, that enables us to praise You wholeheartedly with everything we have. we lift, we exalt, we glorify the name and presence of Jesus. Excuse me. Well, of Jesus in our life. And God, today, in all of life's circumstances, help us to find the depth of faith that allows us to praise you wholeheartedly. Even when we say, I don't know what we're going to do, but my eyes are on you and I praise you for however you're going to help me through this. And Father, as we learn to praise wholeheartedly, may Jesus be clear in the midst of our praise, that we would lift him up in all of the praise that we give, that as we lift up him, he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.